With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The Sacramento-based McClatchy Company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy Thursday. McClatchy is the parent company of the Sacramento Bee and many other newspapers throughout the country. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news, as we do on Fridays. Sonia, what does this mean for the Bee and other papers McClatchy operates and their employees?
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Well, the company's papers are expected to continue operating during the bankruptcy process, and we haven't heard about any job cuts tied directly to this latest announcement. In the bankruptcy filing, McClatchy is proposing a new owner, a hedge fund that would operate McClatchy as a privately held company.
So does that mean it won't be a family-run business anymore?
Well, the proposal does suggest that the newspaper chain would have a new owner, which would presumably take it out of family ownership.
Unfortunately, this really isn't a shock, right? I mean, we've talked before about all the challenges newspapers are facing, especially as more of the industry moves toward, you know, digital content online. But why now? Is there a specific reason why McClatchy filed for bankruptcy?
This is all part of an effort to restructure debt and address pension obligations. Last year, McClatchy revealed some of its pension challenges. At the time, the company suggested its underfunded pension plan threatened the company's liquidity. Those challenges are made worse by declines in advertising revenue and daily print circulation. And McClatchy has been selling assets and cutting jobs for years as it struggles to get out of debt from its acquisition of media company Knight Ridder more than a decade ago.
All right. Well, let's move on to some commercial real estate news. We're learning more about what's being planned in Sacramento's Rail Yards development, some new projects in the works.
That's right. Cushman & Wakefield was named as the office leasing team for the Rail Yards, which is north of downtown Sacramento. With the announcement, Cushman & Wakefield released a new site plan for the 244-acre property. The announcement included previously unreported elements in the Rail Yards, such as a music venue, a hotel, and possibly a large fitness space.
Huh. And that's on top of several projects we've already known about, right? Like the soccer stadium?
Yeah, there's the Major League Soccer Stadium, a retail area, a replacement Sacramento County Courthouse, and a multifamily housing project with a retail component. There will also be office space, and a new Kaiser Permanente Medical Center is planned in the Rail Yard's northwest corner. That could open in 2025.
All right, lots of plans for the Rail Yards there. How about an update on the restaurant scene? Anything new to report?
Well, this week I wrote about an interesting concept that's in the works in Midtown Sacramento. The Business Journal previously covered an adaptive reuse project on 24th and J Streets, in which a former auto body shop is being converted into retail space. Now, I've learned that one of the businesses in that retail space will be called Rochambeau, and it has a tie to Devere's Irish Pub, the popular restaurant and bar on L Street and Midtown. It also has a location in Davis. Henry Devere White, one of the owners of Devere's, is listed as a manager of this upcoming business, according to information from the California Secretary of State.
Okay, so presumably it's going to be a place that serves food and drink if it's connected with Henry Devere White. Any idea what kind of food they'll serve there?
Well, a document from the California Secretary of State suggests that this new concept will be a wine bar, but I don't have too many additional details right now. More information, including whether the planned business will serve food, is expected to come in the future. And finally, I have some sad news to report about a local business leader. Michael Ziegler, the longtime CEO of Roseville-based Pride Industries, has entered hospice care for stage 4 cancer. This was confirmed in a memo to staff, which was obtained by the Business Journal.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. We've done stories about Pride in the past. It's a company that helps disabled people get the skills they need for not only employment, but to have independent lives.
Yeah, Michael Ziegler has had a big impact on the local business community. He's highly regarded in that community, and I'm sure many people are thinking of him now. Ziegler started as CEO of Pride in 1983, and since then, the nonprofit has grown to become the second largest manufacturing company in the Sacramento region.
And how does this affect the future of the company?
It seems like we don't have to worry about losing this company. This is a long established company, and presumably a transition plan is in place. The company executives seem fairly confident in that, as confirmed in that memo that was obtained by the Business Journal.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at @ssorichsacbiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.